Hello, we are 9th grade students from Aspen High School. We recently researched environmental issues and want you to help save our planet.
Did you know women all over the world continue to be oppressed and overlooked in the environment? In our country, we are lucky in that there is a movement to give women access to all the resources men have. But unfortunately, some women in other countries aren't as fortunate as us and don't have the opportunity to help the environment as we can. Many factors play into this, such as the lack of education for women and the lack of resources provided to them.
For example, a woman in Afghanistan who has little education and isn't allowed to leave her house without a male relative is not going to go out and start a petition to help the environment without a risk of being killed or punished. We want to make it possible for women to help out without being in a life-threatening situation.
According to trustineducation.org, 85% of Afghan women have no formal education and are illiterate, therefore don't know the everyday solutions they can do to help the environment.
However, according to a study done by the United Nations Economic Commission for Europe, women in countries that have equal protection and rights as men do are found having greater positive impacts on the environment, whether it's recycling or using less energy or consuming less disposable items.
This study shows that when given the opportunities, women can do a great deal to help the environment.
But since we aren't able to tackle this problem of women being unable to help the environment all at once, we have some small solutions.
If we could teach women to cook rice and other food in large bunches, they can save the uneaten food for later. In doing so, the village or town can be cutting down fewer trees and mining for less coal. Due to food preservation, they are using less of nature's resources, therefore helping the environment.
Other solutions to this problem are donating to various nonprofits to help empower these women. You could join a program to Afghanistan to help educate women on their ways to cut down on their footprint. Another thing you could do in your own town is talking to your own local government about this problem. You could possibly start a chain reaction to a higher person in the United States government.
This has been a collaboration between Aspen High School, the Andy Zenka Youth Empowerment Program, and KDNK. Thanks for listening.